Heavenly Father, we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence as we come to praise and worship you. We ask you to accept and bless our prayers. Sanctify them by the power of your Holy Spirit, that they may bring us closer to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. All praise and worship be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, I give you my all. Yes, Lord, I want to give you my all, because my heart will not find rest until it rests in you. You told me to love you with all of my heart and to love my neighbor as myself. You told me that just as I do it to one of the least of my brothers and sisters, I do it to you. Help me to accept my brothers and sisters as they are, so I can love them as you love me. Strengthen my faith and make me a faithful steward, so I can make good use of the talents you give me. May I be a faithful steward.
You've given me. May I share with all your people, so your light will shine through me. Lord, make me a mirror that reflects your light. Let them see Jesus when they look at me. Let them hear Jesus when they talk to me. Make me a mirror that reflects your that reflects your peace. Let me share my time and treasure with the ones you send my way. May I always seek your guidance, so your light will shine through me. Lord, make me that reflects your light. Let them see Jesus when they look at me. Let them hear Jesus when they talk to me. That reflects your peace. Make me a mirror that reflects your peace. Help me walk in your footsteps, be your hands and feet to all. May I be your faithful steward, so your light will shine through me. Lord, make me a mirror that reflects your light. Let them see Jesus when they look at me. Let them hear Jesus when they talk to me. Make me a mirror that reflects your peace. Make me a mirror that reflects your peace. Make me a mirror. that reflects your peace.
Lord, I want to be a mirror that reflects your peace, and yet I fail so many times. I know that it's only by your grace that I can come even close to imitate your love. You told us, Lord, that for mortals it's impossible, but nothing will be impossible with God. Help me, Lord. There is so much more for me to learn, but in your kindness you desire to wait for me. You help me realize that your way is better. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of discernment. I would be lost without you. Help me to trust you more. Help me seek your guidance in all the decisions I make. And grant me the courage to do your will. Thank you, my dear.
I did not seek your guidance. Forgive me, Lord. And for the times I failed to trust in you, Lord, and the things my own way, I thought I could do it all on my own. Oh, how I failed. When I look back, when I acted without consulting you, Lord, my failures exceeded my gains. And with all the precautions I used to take, I still made more mistakes. It did not matter how careful I was. Oh, things had to change. I had to change. But you are kind and merciful, Lord. You waited for me and showered me with your grace. Now you grant me your wisdom, Lord. Each time I ask for your help, your way is better, Lord, and only you know what's best. I want to change. Show me a way. I have to change. So let it be done to me, Lord. Let it be done according to your will. Always lead me to freedom, Lord, when I surrender my will. Your healing power has rendered me free. Oh, what a gift. Holy and free, thank you, my King, thank you, my dear.
Yes, Lord, your way is better, and only you know what's best for me. After all, you had told me that without you, I can do nothing. I have done it my way before, and I made many mistakes. Heavenly Father, so often I question your ways and fail to trust in you, thinking that unless things are done my way, they will not be done properly. I repent of my independence towards you. By the power of the cross of your Son, and with the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, teach me to be always confident of your compassionate care for me. Help me to be your loving and obedient child. Now, I want to surrender my will to your mercy and your wisdom. Help me seek your guidance and give me the courage to obey you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient with me. May we always look to you.
Through this narrow path, so that they So one day we come to you. For your face is holy, and your guidance through. May we always look to you. So one day we come to you.
Yes, Lord, your face is holy, and I know I will prevail as long as I keep my eyes on you. And when I stumble and lose my focus, remind me, Lord, that you created me in your own image. Don't let my pride drive me away from you. Give me the humility and the wisdom to seek your guidance in all my decisions. Show me how I can improve my trust in you. Help us be our best for you.
Close to you. In your image you created us, but our pride keeps us away. Your redemption is what saves us. If we be our best for you, by the deeds we kindly give to our neighbor who needs comfort just as much as we need you. In your image you created us, but our pride keeps us away. If we humbly seek your way, help us be our best for you. May we take to heart your call to deny ourselves and seek you, pick our cross and follow. Created us, but our pride. that keeps us away. Your redemption is what saves us if we humbly seek your ways. Help us be our best for you, love our neighbor as you do, so that day you call us near you, we at last will rest in you. Help us be our best for you, love our neighbor as you do, so that
yes, Lord, I want to love you more. After all, you loved me before I even knew you. And all you ask of me is to love you wholeheartedly and to love my neighbor as myself. Lord of all creation, Master of the universe, you created me to know you, to love you, and to serve you, so that I can come and enjoy you in heaven. You loved me so much that when I strayed away from you, you sent your only Son to deliver me from my sins and restored eternal life to me. Yes, Lord, this I believe because this is our faith.
And all food good to eat. Then man strayed away from God and disobeyed his rules. The wars prevail and famine looms, and sin destroyed the earth. But in his mercy, God forgave and sent his only Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and whoever believes in him will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, in him will have eternal love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, not perish, but will have eternal
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. Yes, Lord, this is our faith. And as you said, there is no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. May I always be grateful for all you've done for me. Help me stay in your presence, my Lord and my God. Come and stay in my heart.
Jesus, is open to you. Come, my dear Lord Jesus, my heart is open for you.
Help me, Lord, so that I will always keep my heart open for you. Come and stay in my heart, Lord, because without your love, I would be lost. O Heavenly Father, what have you seen in me that you love me so much? My dear Lord Jesus, there is nothing I can do to be worthy of your love, and yet you died for me and save me from my sins. O Holy Spirit, guide me and help me understand your love for me. I thank you for saving me, but why me, Lord?
So grateful you've chosen.
Yes, Lord, I am so grateful that you've chosen me. Not because I deserve it, but because you love me. Fill me with your Spirit, Lord, so I will remain in your love. Because the closer I get to you, the more I realize how much I need you, Lord. And if I stumble and fall, help me get back to you. Protect us, Lord, especially during these trying times. We need you now more than ever before. Our sins and our greed have turned your wonderful creation into one big chaos. Turmoil is all around us, Lord. But we have faith in you, and with your guidance, we will prevail. We claim your assurance, Lord, that everything turns to the good for those who love you. Your cross is what saves us, just like Noah's Ark. With you as our captain, we are in good hands. Turmoil ends with faith in you.
If God is with us, who shall be against? This is your promise, Lord. This is our faith. Though evil surrounds us, your love will prevail. Your Spirit will guide us to stay in your path. Your Spirit will guide us to stay in your path. Turmoil ends with faith in you. This is your promise, this is our faith. As chaos unfolds us, your refuge will save. Your cross is what saves us, just like Noah's Ark. With you as our captain, we are in good hands. Without you, our living is chaos and pain. With less, more our values, the culture of death. Wars and food crisis, result of our greed. But in spite realities, we know that you'll win. But in spite realities, we know that you'll win. Turmoil ends with faith in you. This is your promise, this is our faith. Chaos unfolds us, your refuge will save. Your cross is what saves us, just like Noah's Ark. With you as a captain, we are in good hands. We need you to guide us, to focus on you. Your Spirit will strengthen us in all we believe, that you are the only way, the truth and the life. Just like Noah's family, we won't miss the ark. Just like Noah's family, we won't miss the ark. Share more lands with faith in you. This is your promise, this is our faith. As chaos unfold us, your refuge will save. Your cross is what saves us, just like Noah's Ark. With you as our captain, we are in good hands. There more lands with faith in you. This is your promise, this is our faith. As chaos unfold us, your refuge will save. Your cross is what saves us, just like Noah's Ark. With you as our captain, we are in good hands.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to accept these prayers, that they may open our hearts to your love and mercy. We ask you to bless this ministry, so it will continue to bring more people to a personal relationship with you. Give us this day our daily bread, so we will continue to glorify you through our songs and through our website, praiseandworship.info. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.